Hello and welcome to my show. Could you be more specific? I'm your host, Jonathan Steele, coming to you by the way of the Stay Woke podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, I'm going to title it In My Feelings. And so topics I'm going to address is the recent news that's been going on with Future and some of his feelings about Russell Wilson and Ciara. I know he just had a new album drop. And I'm also going to touch on the Gillette ad and some of the discussions that are kind of going around with that, especially when it comes to male masculinity. But I'm going to start first with Future now. I know I've kind of touched on him previously. You know, Future as a whole is a entertaining rapper. And he makes really good club music. And obviously he's very popular. And, you know, I would be lying to you if I said I didn't like a lot of his stuff. I'm not a diehard fan, but he's someone that I can casually listen to. And I really do enjoy his music. But I know he had a recent album that just came out. And so he was on an interview where he kind of touches on Ciara and the relationship that they currently have in regards to their son. And apparently he was asked about, well, what's his feelings towards Russell Wilson? And apparently he says he hasn't met him. He doesn't have any plans to talk with him. And that, you know, he says some additional things that, you know, it spans on that point in terms of not really wanting to have anything to do with him. It's been really fascinating that, especially in our community as Black people, how we pick and choose certain issues and we pick and choose certain topics with certain people we like. And depending on where we're at, you know, that's whose side we take a lot of the times. I think a good narrative when you look at Future, especially in Russell Wilson, is that they could not be more different in terms of their background, where they come from, their mindset. For example, for someone like Future in the rap world, this is easy for him to get involved into because, you know, headlines and being on radio stations, that's fine. The world that Russell Wilson's in is different. You know, he's in a football world. And for better or worse, when you're the face of a franchise, it's worth reportedly, I believe, $2.5 billion. I don't know if that's the exact number, but that's, I believe, the estimated value. You're in a different lane in terms of responsibilities and how you're viewed. And Russell Wilson's been a really polarizing figure in the Black community because he represents something that, for some reason, a lot of Black people kind of push back against. For some reason, they you know, it's weird that he gets so much flack, but Steph Curry is well accepted, which they both should be. They're both are really good examples of, if you were to look at them as archetypes, as, you know, they're two responsible young men who are married men. They have families. They carry themselves well. They do a lot of stuff for their community. By all accounts, they seem like at least bare minimum decent people. So you would think that that alone would kind of give him cover. In a certain degree, it's improved with Russell, especially his view, the way he's perceived by Black women, especially. It's been really fascinating that so many guys have really, especially in the Black community, have kind of targeted him for some reason and talking about, you know, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. And unfortunately, if you're someone like Future, and which there's a good handful of guys in our community are, if you have multiple spread out families, then running stuff by you all the time, that's going to be really hard to do. Now, apparently he made a comment saying that apparently his kids have to sacrifice because he's a superstar and they have to go without seeing him, which is fine. I if you look at face value, because he's a high in demand artist, he is, you know, going to be away, you know, more times than not. And he's going to have a busy schedule. But having said that, there's a way you kind of go about saying those things, and there's a way you want to kind of, I won't want to say soft land or, you know, softball that kind of way, if that's a term to use. But you kind of want to be really careful in how you phrase things like that. But, you know, for someone like him, that kind of makes sense to say. For Russell Wilson, he's in a corporate world where it's a multi-billion dollar organization that he's a part of in a multi-billion dollar league. The rules and responsibilities for them are completely different. And say, for example, Dak Prescott got a lot of flack for saying what he said about the anthem. And yes, he could have said it a lot better in terms of how to address that issue, similar to how Russell handled it. But what Dak was saying in that moment is, you know, from a leadership standpoint, is something that he has to do in the world that he's in, because he's the face of a multi-billion-dollar franchise. He's not hanging out anywhere. This isn't like he's dealing with old money with different people. I know traditionally in our society right now, it's optional in our society to get married. And there's some people that still can rise above it and do very well, and that's fine. There's outliers to everything. But, you know, what Future said was true when he said, hey, there's a lot of business guys who don't want to do business deals with him because the fact that he has so many kids, he represents instability. And that's a real thing, you know, and that's something that a lot of guys got to think about. You're either two things if you want to get into that world. You either look the part, act the part, and you're everything that they're looking for on paper, and you're the married guy, and you got the wife and kids, and then that's great. It's an easier sell. Or you're all those things, and you're single, and then what do people like that like? Do they want to set you up with someone who's in that world that fits it? And that's how these things go, so that you can then create a super family, essentially. When you look at Stan Kroenke, who owns the Rams, his wife is a part of the Walton family, the Walmart family, and co-owns a lot of the teams that he owns. So this is what people like that in that world do. That's how they set things up. So for someone like for Future, who's obviously been incredibly successful and has done very well, there are going to be certain avenues and certain people that just based off of what he represents and the amount of attention that he'll bring into a situation, they're going to assess what's going on personally in his life. For the rap world and the music world, it doesn't matter. But, you know, all statistics show people's net worth in his industry and just in industries across the board grow through marriage still. And I'm not saying you should get married based off of that, but I'm just saying, hey, those are what numbers usually say. The net worth of Russell Wilson and Ciara has gone up since they both have gotten together. Because, you know, the image of that just, it speaks much louder. So, it's just, you know, hearing this discussion going on overall, it's been really fascinating to see. Especially with some of the guys who kind of push back against Ciara with saying like, hey, I was listening to this one podcast and this guy said that, you know, hey, I agree with Future, you know, you should keep this other man's name out of your mouth. It's like, well, at this point, all you hear about Ciara through Future is through legal matters. Her lawyers handle that. She's not talking with him. And if she's trying to arrange a schedule where it fits where he can see his son and it's better, that's not asking for much. They're essentially a family that's based in Seattle and based in Los Angeles. Because that's where he's doing a lot of his endorsement deals, Russell is. So to have their son travel cross country to see him and he's not really spending time with him is kind of counterproductive. If it's to the point where, hey, it works out better that, hey, when he's on the West Coast, they can kind of set something up where you can see him, then that may be a little bit better. That's not asking for a whole lot. And so it's been kind of interesting to see this kind of pushback and guys going at Russell. It's like the Jay-Z line is really true that he dropped on Future. You know, another dude's essentially, you know, with your son, which that's what that was. You go into relationships and you guys are already talking about getting married, that's a different dynamic than, hey, if Russell was just dating her. His intentions when he got with her wasn't to just date her. It was like, no, it's to get married. So that expedites a lot of the stuff that you would normally go through relationships. And it's kind of fascinating to see the response from Russell and Ciara through, you know, some of their posts with their kids and, you know, her putting something out that says rise above it and put out another photo with their kids saying that, you know, love is all that matters, essentially. And the biggest trolls is Russell working out with Ciara and D'Angelo's playing in the background, my lady. That's a troll. But Russell can never directly address Future, and nor should he. This is why, you know, if you have built up credibility like he does, that's why Shannon Sharp recently went at Future talking about he doesn't understand why people are going at him. He's like, Future has had now multiple kids post-Ciara. What are you defending? She was in a photo with multiple women that had babies with him. What, he said that she couldn't talk to either one of them because, you know, they now have siblings? Like, no one would say that. That makes no sense. You know, he got with a woman that did not have to be with him. And that's the rude awakening that he's now come to realize is that she doesn't need him. So it's kind of fascinating the fact that, you know, people have kind of like put their lines in the sand. But for someone like Russell and Sierra, they're on a different wavelength right now. You know, Russell's being brought into business groups to buy teams and to own a baseball team and to own other major corporations that most people don't get access to that he does. He's in a different lane altogether. The people that Future can get access to, that's who Russell has access to. Why respond to him directly? It makes no sense. Those are just some of the thoughts I had on that. I'm pretty sure I'll probably touch on that real soon. It seems like every time a Future mixtape or album comes out, Sierra gets brought up for some reason. But we're going to transition to the Gillette ad real quick. I just want to say a few things on it. I know it's been a bit of a mixed reaction overall because it's been addressing, you know, male masculinity. And of course, the most popular term right now is toxic masculinity. And that term in itself is very, it's coined to get someone's attention in terms of just, hey, how can we improve male behavior? In terms of showing people's emotions and, or should I say showing male emotion, and how do we go about navigating through that, it's all subjective for the most part, and because not everybody's viewpoints and template of what men should be is the same, you know. So, you know, showing a man crying, yeah, that's fine. Most men have associated crying to, you know, for some reason they don't think too much of it from an athletic standpoint because of the amount of physical exertion and mental resolve that it takes to compete in it. That's why men can kind of disassociate getting emotional at a sporting event or a competition versus you just watching a movie or just in other general situations in your life. And so that's always been something that, you know, we've always debated and talked about. But I think as far as, you know, masculinity in itself, men ultimately have to be able to balance growing mentally, emotionally, and physically at the same time. So I don't think it's something that, you know, is an easy answer all the way around. I think it is good that we have feelings in terms of that we're starting to recognize them and adjust them. I do think the way we process it and the way we have to navigate through that has to change a bit, because for a society that is so now aware of their feelings and emotions, they have a lot of rules on what you can and cannot do or say. And in life, it doesn't really work like that. You know, not everything is going to go your way. And I just want us to get to the point where when we face adversity and we face, you know, uphill climbs, we keep that a part of the puzzle, but it can't be the main thing, should I say. Those are just some of the thoughts I had on that. I want to thank you guys for listening to this pod. I want to thank D for all the hard work that he does in terms of putting these videos together. Looking forward to doing more of these in the future. Definitely like, share, and follow this pod. Continue to spread us around. We're growing because of you guys. I thank you so much. Definitely support us and become a patron. I'm looking forward to doing more of these in the future. Again, I'm your host, Jonathan Steele. Thank you for listening. Could you be more specific? Continue to follow the Staple Podcast, and I hope you guys have a good one, and peace out.